I think that people will use this guide to make sure that the companies that are doing good work get their dollars. And the companies that are not doing good work, they don't get their dollars until they improve.
I chose three topics. One of them is gasoline. No one gets an A+, but you did give an A to Sunoco, and you gave an F to ExxonMobil. Can you tell me real quickly what went into those grades?
It includes everything from how polluting their petroleum refineries are, what their human rights records are when they deal with communities abroad, how they deal with consumers, what their advertising is like, and how they do or don't greenwash, to really give people a sense of, you know, the difference between the good guys and the bad guys in gasoline.
I also looked at bread, and you gave an A+ to local bakeries.
Supporting a local bakery is really about as good as it gets, far above and beyond what you can get even supporting the most organic bread-making company.
The third thing I looked at was water, because bottled water is such an issue these days. The A+ was given to tap water, which in most communities is as good as anything you can buy in a bottle.
The most powerful difference a consumer can make is actually avoiding the product altogether. So anything to really minimize the impact, because this industry itself is inherently problematic.
Just casually flipping through, looking at who rated an F in your guide, often it seemed like it was the most recognizable name: Kraft, Nabisco, Libby's, those kinds of companies. Why is it these really large corporations tended to do so poorly in your guide?
Well, you know, I think this really points out a kind of inherent problem within our current economic system, and that is that the way to get ahead in the system is to grow larger, to gobble up smaller companies, to basically outcompete the other companies around you by cutting costs wherever you can, by using larger economies of scale. And in the process, what gets lost in the system is, you know, the impact on people and the planet.
I'm wondering how this changed your view of things when you go shopping now.
Well, let me tell you, I really have put in as much research as I think a human being can into this, and I am still filled with questions. These questions are out there, and we need to keep companies accountable and the government accountable to be able to provide us with good data so that we can make smart choices as consumers.
So your guide doesn't let us off the hook. We still have to do some of our own homework.
Exactly. We have to actually make do with the information we have now, make the best choices available, and then as the new information comes in, then we're responsible to make even better choices. But in that process, we have to build in quite a bit of forgiveness, because one thing this book is not about being perfect or pure in the world. It really is about trying to make the best choice at any given time in any given place.